Welcome to Wilmot's Quant Talk, the podcast where we unpack the latest in quantitative finance. I'm Finn.
And I'm Lori. Today, we're diving into a paper that truly caught our eye, blending history, mystery, and cutting-edge machine learning. Understanding Lost Civilizations and Commodity Term Structures, the Signature Method. It's by Yasutora Ito, Hari P. Krishnan, Adam Mullaney, Kathleen Schiffer, and Stefan Storm.
It's a fascinating read, not just for its insights, but for its creative approach to explaining a complex problem. The core idea starts with a common challenge in quantitative modeling. Advanced machine learning methods, especially in areas like natural language processing or finance, deliver superior predictions, but demand vast amounts of data for validation.
Exactly. And that's where data pooling comes in. If you have qualitatively similar datasets, combining them can create a larger, more robust dataset for training and testing. But here's the million-dollar question. How do you know which datasets are qualitatively similar enough to be pooled? It's not always obvious, especially when market dynamics differ significantly, like with storable versus non-storable commodities.
The paper introduces a brilliant analogy to illustrate this. Imagine you're an archaeologist trying to understand a lost civilization. But all you have are unlabeled numerical tables and charts showing prices over time. There are no axes, no labels, just the jaggedness of the lines or how they move together. How do you classify these commodities solely based on their historical time series?
It's a perfect parallel to the quantitative problem. The authors first try a baseline model using traditional features like volatility and skewness. It performs reasonably well for broad classifications, like distinguishing storable from non-storable commodities, hitting about 91% accuracy. But it struggles when the data is normalized, meaning you remove the absolute magnitude information, much like our unlabeled charts. If you can't rely on how big the price moves are, traditional models fall short.
And that's where the signature method steps in as the innovation. This mathematical technique captures the essential features of a path, preserving the order and relative magnitude of changes across all time scales, crucially, even when the overall volatility is normalized. It's like being able to recognize a musical piece by its melody and rhythm, even if you can't hear the specific volume.
The results are quite compelling. The signature method achieves significantly higher classification accuracy, often in the high 90s, even with normalized data. This means it can indeed identify grains from three lines on a graph, just like our hypothetical archaeologist trying to decode a lost market. For quant modelers, this is huge because it offers a robust way to classify commodities without relying on features that might be distorted or unavailable in certain contexts.
The practical implications for quant modelers are significant, especially for options trading. The paper highlights that the signature method naturally creates a storability index, clearly separating assets like gold at one end from natural gas and electricity at the other. This matters because the underlying econophysics, the price dynamics, of storable and hard-to-store commodities are fundamentally different.
Exactly. As the paper demonstrates with a short call ratio strategy, what works for storable commodities might fail completely for non-storable ones. For instance, a strategy that consistently loses money on gold might be highly profitable on natural gas simply because their term structures behave differently. The signature method allows modelers to identify these intrinsic differences and pool data only from truly similar markets, leading to more robust and effective trading strategies.
It's about moving beyond simple statistical measures and getting to the deeper, order-preserving characteristics of price paths. This insight can help modelers avoid applying a one-size-fits-all approach to fundamentally different markets.
A truly thought-provoking paper that bridges abstract concepts with tangible applications for us quants. That's all the time we have for today.
Thanks for tuning in to Wilmot's Quant Talk. You can find more details about this paper and others in Wilmot Magazine.
We'll catch you next time.